Music from Macklemore and Skylar Grey. It's called Glorious here on Beat 102.03. April the 4th, 2018 is the date that you can see Macklemore in the Three Arena in Dublin. Well, just over 15 years ago, We Will Rock You, a musical based on the music of Queen, opened in London. It was written by Ben Elton. It's now been seen by more than 15 million fans in 17 countries, and it's coming to the Southeast thanks to De La Salle. To tell us more about it, we are joined by some of the members of the We Will Rock You cast and their choreographer, Jennifer White. You're very, very welcome, all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
How far, Bevan, let's chat to you first. So tell us about your role in We Will Rock You.
I'm playing Meatloaf in We Will Rock You.
So Meatloaf?
Meatloaf, okay. Yes. So obviously I'm a female version.
Okay.
So
Is Meatloaf always a female version, or have you just decided to do this?
Always a female
always.
Version.
Always, okay, grand. Tell us a little bit about Meatloaf.
So basically I'm a bohemian. And the bohemians are basically people who are going to look for instruments to, like, find music again, because the Killer Queen has, like, banned all music in the, what's it called?
Planet
Mall. And so basically Meatloaf and her, you could say, boyfriend, Britney Spears.
Oh.
Yeah, which basically we go and try find the instruments, and then we meet Galileo and Scaramouche on the way, which are the two other main characters.
So if you like your music, you'll start to kind of make connections to all these different musicians. So Brendan, you're Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I'm sure you never thought that people would be saying that to you.
It's unusual now. People might think different. Like,
It's set in like about 200 years from now, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's 2029.
Okay.
I think.
What do you like about this musical?
I like all the songs, like getting into the characters and stuff, and it's kind of, it's good fun, like rehearsing. We've been rehearsing since start of August, and it's just been great. Like.
And did you know the music of Queen before you started?
I've known a couple of songs, but I got to know more, and I absolutely love them now.
Any songs in particular that stand out for you?
I like Crazy Little Thing Called Love, my favourite song.
And it's brilliant, Jennifer, to hear that all these songs are in musicals, because I suppose there's a certain type of person who loves musicals, but you really are going to see original music and hear original music.
Yeah.
Here you're hearing real iconic songs.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. And it's great to bring this this type of music to a new generation. I mean, a lot of people, when we started, some of the cast didn't really know the music, and it's great that they kind of recognise the song and they didn't even realise it was Queen. So it's nice, you bring it to a different type of audience, and I think that's what we're trying to do with our latest musicals. Like last year we had a lot of Elvis music and All Shook Up, and so this year's all Queen. So as I said, it's bringing it out to different people.
And De La Salle in Waterford, of course, well known for its musicals, and Brother Ben, of course.
Yeah.
Is the choosing process, are you there for when the musical is chosen every year?
Yeah, so myself and Brother Ben, along with another teacher called Miss Forsey, deciding what show we're doing, and then Vicky Graham, who's our director, has an input in it as well. So we tried to pick something that the students will like and that they'll want to get into. So we've kind of stayed away from your old school, your typical old school musical, for the last few years, just because it's something different, and it's nice to bring something new that hasn't been seen in the Southeast before.
And do you see with the students that it's mostly people who are involved in theatre that come along and do it, or is it a whole range of students who get involved?
Well, definitely from, because we take obviously all our boys, it's a huge range. So like some people in the show have been doing it for the last 4 or 5 years, and then some people, it's their first show ever, and they may never do a show again, or it gets them into it. And it's great because it really opens people up to kind of go, well, they're going to like it or they're going to hate it, and then they'll find out soon enough. You really do get a different way of students rather than having your stage school who everyone, you know, they're there for that particular reason. It's a great, we'll say, bonding of, we'll say, the boys and the girls getting together. It's nice because it interacts all the different schools as well, and they really kind of form great friendships out of it.
And you're the choreographer. Yeah. Is it a very dance-driven musical?
Yes. 100%. We were still doing a new dance last night.
And when does it start? When can we see it?
So it starts next Tuesday the 17th till the 21st.
Okay.
So you can get tickets at De La Salle office or online, or you can get them golden discs.
And that's in De La Salle PE Hall, which is just in the middle of Waterford City, practically, if you don't know it.
Straight across in the park.
Good stuff. Yeah. Cormac, you're also a cast member. Tell us a little bit about your role in We Will Rock You.
Well, I'm just part of the cast, so I'm doing all sorts of stuff in the show. I'm a bohemian at one stage. I'm one of the Gaga kids. I'm part of Killer Queen's army. So,
and have you any songs that stood out for you that you really like?
One Vision or crazy little thing called love, as Brendan said there.
And Bevan, have you got a favourite song as well?
I love Headlong and No One But You.
Lovely. Good stuff. Well, it is the music and theatrics of Queen coming to De La Salle this coming Tuesday until Friday. You can get more details on the De La Salle website, delasallewaterford.ie. Best of luck. Are you going to be really sad when it's all over?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Gael talked. Lots of reunions and things.
No rehearsals at all.
Oh, Jennifer, that says a lot about
you.
Good
morning, Tim. They're in every night.
Thanks a million and best of luck.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.